A Wisconsin author is sharing the message that anything and everything is possible in a new children's book. It's called Dear You, Dream Big.
Through pictures and words, author Baptiste Paul of Green Bay speaks directly to Black and brown children about racial inequality and emotions that children of color may experience. Baptiste, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kit, for having me. I am just super excited to be here. It's a dream of mine to be on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, I love to hear that. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, writing about the harmful effects of racism and discrimination is really complicated. What compels you to talk directly to children of color in your new book about these racial inequalities?
Kit, for me, it's all about hope, right? If hope is lost, everything is lost. That's one of the themes in the book, you know, I'm talking about. And I think because, like, I want every Black and brown child to know that although history has been purposefully written to disadvantage them, that they control their own destiny. All they need to do is to find someone who looks like them in a space that they want to explore and just latch on to that individual and just go for it. Because, kid, I remember, like, when I was a kid growing up, I had a teacher who once called me dumb and stupid. And those wounds are still fresh, and it still hurt to this day. Mm. But my champion was my mom. She was a rock star. And she told me I am smart, I am intelligent, and I should never give up. And I've latched on to those words ever since.
Was it difficult to believe in those words, even someone like your mother who really stood beside you? I mean, how do children of color experience racism and process discrimination differently than adults do?
As a child, you really don't know how to process some of those, like, deep emotions and those deep feelings. And you question everything about yourself and everything about, like, who you are. And I know some children are going through some really tough times, tough times right now and tough situations right now. But my hope is that at least they can find someone at home, at school, a teacher, a friend, just someone they can talk to. Because by talking to someone, it goes a long way, a really long way.
Your mom believed in the value of education. Do you have a story to share or what she instilled in you?
So as the story about my mom, grew up as an indentured servant on the island of St. Lucia in the Caribbean. And she was not allowed to go to school. So basically she worked at the more affluent people's homes. So the story she told me was one day, she left. She just abandoned the job where she was cleaning, and she saw the kids going to school. So she followed the kids, the wealthy family's kids, to school. And she walked into a classroom and in a building, and she sat down for the first time in a classroom. Mm. And she told me this was the best 2 minutes of her life ever. But within a minute or so, her mom came. And her mom spanked her and brought her all the way back to the job where she was at. But she told me those 2 minutes was the most liberating thing ever. And I just want the audience to know that my mom is still illiterate. My mom can't read and my mom can't write. But she made a promise after that day that every single one of her children was going to get an education, no matter what.
Oh, that's such a powerful story. You grew up in St. Lucia, this island country in the Caribbean. Were books accessible to you as a child?
Oh, I have lots of stories for you. At school, no. But as a child, I used to walk a 12-mile journey round trip to the only library on the southern side of the island for books to read. Most days, kid, I walked barefoot down the road, and it was like blacktop roads, and then I had to cross a river. Just imagine a 10-year-old, right, going down to the library. But the most interesting thing about it was back in the day when the airport, like climbing the fence or scaling the airport fence and crossing the runway was a little bit more lax. Uh-huh. So that's what I did. I climbed the fence, I run across the runway, but I checked the skies to see if a plane was coming first. And then I run across the runway, and then I got into town, went to the library, and I grabbed my books to read, and I repeated the process again. And it was a 12-mile journey, and I did it 2 to 3 times a week. Because as a child, I just wanted an adventure. I just wanted an escape, and I wanted to go places like my island could not provide. And I found those comforts in the pages of books. And that was just liberating to me.
This also feels like it's a world away from Green Bay, where you are situated now as a children's author. How do these experiences from your childhood inform what you put on the pages for your books?
One of the things that I do is I travel a lot and I present all around the state, all around the country, and internationally as well. And part of the message I teach is about empathy and want kids to be able to connect and relate to other people's experiences. So even though it's like a world away from Green Bay, there are so many similarities in what I did as a child and what kids in Green Bay do. And some of the experiences involves like play, like kids just love to play, right? No matter what it is. And I remember like growing up, we played in the rain, in the dirt, in the mud. And that was my first book called The Field. Just going back a little bit then, but I did a Skype visit with a school in St. Lucia, Kate. And one child said to me in the end of the presentation, he was crying. And I thought I said something wrong. Or I did something wrong. And he said, no. He said, this is the first time in my life I have seen my experiences represented on the pages of books. And this is the first time I've seen my language, the Creole words that I speak every day, printed in the pages of a book. And then he said the most important thing ever. He said, when I grow up, I want to be an author like you. That just gave me so much hope. And that's part of my message. Like when I travel the state, that's the message I want to bring to students all around the country. Hey, I came from a really small town, a really small place in St. Lucia. And I am all the way in Wisconsin right now. And think about St. Lucia, like you said earlier, it's like worlds away from Green Bay. And there are still small towns where kids, maybe some of the schools in those small towns have never had access to an author. And that's the kind of message I want to bring to those kids and to those schools around the country, that all you have to do is dream big and be exposed to people who are in those fields and just go for it.
Just go for it. Talking about a new children's book, it's called Dear You, Dream Big, and it is by children's author Baptiste Paul of Green Bay. Baptiste, in the book, it has a really powerful beginning. On the first page, there's a young Black boy drawing a picture. And in the background, two children of different races laughing at him. And the line you write says, even though there are those who wish to silence you, what should young readers take away from that moment?
Oh, wow, that's a good point. Like, I felt when I wrote this, I was talking to the younger me. And because I've had people made fun of me and ridiculed me. And to every Black and brown child in the world, I thought at that moment I needed to tell them like, hey, I have been there. I know what it feels. It's so uncomfortable. But I persevered and I moved on and I became better. And it's just a moment, right? A small moment in life. And we should not let small moments define the rest of our lives.
You follow several Black children in the book who each want to become an artist, a scientist, president. Why did you choose these specific scenarios to inspire your young readers?
Tony D. Chambers actually did that, to choose like 3 different career paths to show like Black and brown children that, hey, you can do any of it and all of it. So I've been lucky enough throughout the years to have had a really close relationship with illustrators when I work.
Baptiste Paul, your passion to educate children includes visits to classrooms. You mentioned visiting a classroom remotely as well in your homeland. Do you talk with children about their aspirations? And what do you learn after these visits?
Oh, I'm always learning a lot from those visits. I'm always learning, and I do talk to the kids about their aspirations. And one thing that I always do also is when I'm done with every single presentation, and if time runs out, I allow the students through the teachers to email me the questions so I can answer them directly. Because when sometimes a child doesn't feel comfortable to talk about their aspirations directly to an author because they're shy, right? Mm. And not all of us are bold. And I will allow and create a space where it's safe and comfortable for that child to write to me, where I can answer those questions for every single child. And over the years, I've received tons of amazing letters from students all around the world.
I love that. Baptiste, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your work.
Oh, thank you so much, Kit, for having me.
Baptiste Paul is a children's author who lives in Green Bay.
Now, marijuana is illegal in Wisconsin, but it might be confusing because a lot of stores have signs advertising variant products that for technical reasons aren't banned by law.
And some Republican members of the state legislature say they want to change the law to ban those products as well.
We're going to dig into those products and the laws surrounding them on a future show, and we want to hear from you now. Are you confused about what is and isn't legal? What do you want in state law? Crackdown on these alternative products or legalization of medical or recreational marijuana?
Call or text us. Reach out to us at 888-642-0232. You can also email at wisconsintoday@wpr.org and share your thoughts and questions. Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.